Hello. I'll be with you in just a moment. Just take a seat right there. I'm just checking that everything's up to date. And that all of your paperwork is signed. Consent forms, etc., etc. There. Wonderful. Now, I'm sure you understand why you're here. Well, you have been referred to us by your mistress. Looking at your notes and your vial, it seems that you need a helping hand in your cock training. You see, there are two types of men in this world. There are the alphas, the big, strong men with large appendages who provide us women with what we need. Orgasms. Pleasure. And then there are the weak little men like you. The betas. With nothing to offer us other than your submission. And when a little beta decides to act out, has it in his head that no, he absolutely deserves pussy, that he deserves more. We bring them back to Earth with a great big slam. You see, we take disobedient little cucks like you and we reshape you, mould you into the ideal man. Cucked, submissive, obedient. Do you understand? Good. Now then, I see on your file that you're not caged. Is there a reason for that? You don't have one. Now, that will not do at all. The first step to being an obedient little cuck is knowing that you do not control your own pleasure. She does. So, I want you to drop your trousers and underwear and I'll move on to the measuring stage. Come on. Quickly now, I don't have all day. You are not the centre of the world, young man. The sooner that you realise that it's not all about you and what you want, the better. There, that wasn't so hard, was it? Now, this won't take more than a few seconds. Penis length. Penis girth. Definitely below average. I see why you were designated to be a cuck. Now then, when was the last time you reached climax? And was that something your mistress gave you permission for? I see. Well, that will be your last time for a while. It's complete denial for you now. I'll be fitting you with one of our micro cages today. Flat as a pancake. You'll find after wearing this, it will do its job pretty quickly. Of course, you'll try and get erect. But once you learn it's impossible in this cage, over time you just won't. The only time you'll have it removed is for cleaning, measuring and inspecting your progress. So don't think that you can beg to have it removed for any other reasons. Now, how does that feel? What will happen to the key? I will be holding on to it for now, and then once we're satisfied with your progress here, it'll be passed back to your owner. She will then have complete control over it. No. Keep your trousers down. I'm not done with you yet. I want to move on to a little exercise. Check that the cage is working as intended and moving straight into your training. Like I say, we are here to train you, to mould you, and that doesn't just happen overnight. So, see that screen right there? Images of women are going to flash up on that screen. And I want you to tell me if you could satisfy them. Sexually. No need to think, just say the first thing that comes to your mind. Do you understand? Okay, eyes on the screen. That's a good boy. First image. A tall, curvaceous woman wearing a pretty summer dress. The sun shining right through the fabric, giving you a peek of that gorgeous body. Well, could you satisfy her with your little tiny penis? No. The answer is no. Next image. Oh, she's pretty, isn't she? Gorgeous lingerie. Stockings. High heel shoes. Your little cage is reacting to this one. You like her, don't you? But could you satisfy her? Could you give her what she needs? Orgasm after orgasm. Pleasure. No, you couldn't. You have to understand, I'm not being mean for meanness' sake. I'm telling you the truth. The way it is. It's just a fact, isn't it? The fact is, you have a small penis. You would agree with that, wouldn't you? Yes. There we go. You're understanding it now. You are not worthy. Your penis could not satisfy any woman. Just look at her. Look how perfect she is. You are designed to worship her. To devote yourself to her. Not have intercourse with her. Next picture. A woman engaged in intercourse with a muscular, fit man. I'll give you a moment to take the whole picture in. Look at his muscles, his body, his physique. Do you really think you're as good as him? As deserving as him? Louder. Louder, little cuck. No. That's right. Now, when you look at this picture, I don't want you to imagine that you're him. Because you're never going to be him. You're just a watcher, a voyeur in this situation. And you will watch your mistress get fucked by men just like this. And you'll see her face, like this gorgeous woman here. And you'll see how much pleasure he's giving her. You'll listen to her moans, her screams. Maybe she'll even moan his name. And most of all, you'll see her happiness. And that, right there, is what you will enjoy. The denial. The complete and utter denial being a cuck brings. Because that man, right there, that could never be you. Sure, you could go to the gym, work out, try and get a physique just like him. But deep down, you'll know it's all a lie. A facade. Because you are a cuck. Through and through. Now, before we end today's session, I want to end on a meditation, just to open your mind and relax you. I want you to get comfortable in your seat and close your eyes. Take a deep breath in through your nose. Hold. and out through your mouth. That's it. Deep breath in, hold, and out. Keep doing that for me. Breathing in, holding it, and breathing out. Let each breath relax you, taking you deeper and deeper into pure relaxation. Breathing in, holding, and out. And if any thoughts cross your mind, I want you to throw them away. Any thoughts, any feelings that are bothering you right now, they don't need your attention. You can come back to them later when you're ready. But for now, just focus on your breathing. Focus on my words. Focus on my voice. As you go deeper and deeper. Relaxed. Calm. Ready to receive. As you breathe in and out. Nothing else matters right now. Just focus on your breathing. Focus on relaxing. In and out. The feeling of calm spreading through your body. As you start to feel yourself relax, as you start to fall deeper and deeper, listening to my voice, to my words, you start to feel a small tingling sensation right at the top of your head. Small little tingles, barely noticeable at first. It's a pleasant feeling. It's relaxing. And it starts to grow slowly, tingling over your head, pulsating, growing and growing. Spreading out over your entire crown. It's a pleasant feeling, a relaxing feeling. Focus on the tingles as they grow. Focus on how good they feel, how relaxed you feel. The tingles move down to the back of your neck, down your spine, and they start to spread out, down your arms, all the way to your fingers, down your legs, past your knees, to your toes. Caressing every muscle, every nerve, relaxing you, massaging you, deeper and deeper. You feel completely relaxed listening to my voice. You feel calm, relaxed. At peace. You are in a dreamlike state where I am speaking directly to your subconscious. So just focus on my words focus on my voice. Your body is reacting to my words, my tone, to me. It will do whatever I say to do. It will feel however I say to feel. So whenever I say the word cuck, you are going to feel yourself getting more and more aroused. Cuck. You like the feeling when I say that word. Cuck. You feel at peace. You feel safe. It feels right. Cuck. You feel your penis struggle against the metal cage. You feel so very, very aroused. And you enjoy the feeling of denial. It feels right. It feels natural. Cuck. You enjoy this feeling. You enjoy being under a woman's control. So let yourself listen to my voice, to my words. Cuck. You know that you are not worthy. You know that she deserves better men. Bigger men. Because only her pleasure matters. Above everything else. Her. Cuck. You will devote yourself solely to her pleasure. Watching her with bigger cocks. Cuck. Bigger men. Better men. Cuck. You are unworthy of sex. Unworthy of her. So from now on, you will only get sexual gratification from watching her with someone else. Cuck. Watching her being fucked. As you kneel. As you watch. As you listen. Cuck. And when you find yourself fantasizing about sex, you will only fantasize about watching, because you are a voyeur, a spectator, a viewer, a watcher. Cuck. And you know that this is the way to be. Deep inside, you know. I am just unlocking this part of you. It's always been there. Cuck. Obedient. Submissive. Cuck. You have nothing to offer her other than your devotion. You will be compliant, docile, obedient, cuck. And when this session ends, you will take this feeling with you, docile, obedient, cuck. You will obey all women. You will worship, admire, and adore. Because this is what comes naturally to you. Cuck. Because you know what you are. Cuck. And you will devote your entire life to it. You feel so relaxed right now, being your true self, being obedient, submissive, and denied. Cuck. I'm going to slowly start bringing you back, releasing you from this meditative state. You start to become aware of your surroundings. You start to feel your body awaken. You notice your breathing. In and out. Calm. Relaxed. Happy. You can start to wiggle your fingers, your toes. Slow, gentle movements, bringing you back to the room, back with me, back to reality. Moving your arms, your legs, whatever feels right, whatever feels natural. And in just a moment, you will open your eyes. You will awaken in 3, 2, 1. Awake. Take a few moments to enjoy the feelings. The calm. Being at peace. And take all the time that you need. When you are ready, you can leave. My door is always open for you. You are not constrained. Your training has just begun.